We will get to Bill's Thrills in a second. Before we had a nice gift dropped off during the break by Teresa from Boyk Farm Outfitters. A breaker herself, obviously. Nice advertiser and a friend of ours.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Bill had brought up the other day about dipping the chocolate into peanut butter.
Swabbing it.
Yes. Well, she brought in a bag of individually wrapped Hershey's here and some individual Jif to-go peanut butter cups. And Sip already has attacked this. And
just very aggressive.
Bill confirmed that he was doing this correctly.
Yes, he was.
But
I was shocked that you guys have never done this. I'm saying I've done it over 4,000 times.
Never have.
Yeah.
No, I've never like done. Pretzels, sure. You get pretzels, you dip them into peanut butter. Yeah. Like
In my mind, it's better than a Reese's.
Wow. Okay.
It is to me.
Is it just Reese's or chocolate in general?
Just chocolate with the swab. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And Reese's is good. It's good. There's nothing wrong with it. This, I think this is better. I think I enjoy the technique is what it is.
I think you are.
Sip was nailing it. You did a good job on your technique.
Yeah,
Bill confirmed you were doing that correctly.
Thank you, Steve. So,
by the way, Boyk Farm Outfitters, again, Eastern Nebraska's largest precision planting dealer. They have SurePoint for ag, and also they're a chemical supplier. BoykFarmOutfitters.com. B-O-E-C-K Farm Outfitters.com. Check them out today. It is time for a Thursday edition of Bill's Thrills. Let's fire it up.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza. Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. Bill, it's a Cool Parenting Tips Thursday. What's
cool
on your mind today?
Cool Parenting Tips. I think it's 'tis the season. If you want to float on the cool boat, learn to vote.
Ooh,
if you want to float on the cool boat, learn to vote. Teach your kids the why voting is an honor and a privilege. You've got to teach your kids to vote.
It's like a civics class.
That's good.
Basically what it is, like that, whether it be on the election, whether it be for homecoming king and queen, whether it be whatever it is up for it, class president, you need to participate and vote. And yesterday, I'm in a little bit of a predicament here because I thought I had things kind of, I was set as a registered voter here from the past, so I'm working through some things. But I went into the election office over there on just off of 48th and O, and people were voting. And when you're in there, it's pretty daunting. And when you look around and see the people voting, and you're in that cubicle, and you have all things, someone needs to be teaching you. They're just like, yeah, go at it, see how it goes. As a parent, you've got to be able to teach your kids kind of like, hey, here's how it works. Here's what you do. Here's how you go in. Here's what's local. Here's what's national. All the different things. If you don't do that for them to kind of build it, it's cool to pick sides. Vote. Have a plan with what you're doing. But you have to educate them on how important it is. And you have to educate them on what it's like to go into the building. And it's because that's not an easy thing to do. And all of a sudden, you can get like, all of a sudden, you don't vote for a while, all of a sudden, you're like 30 years old, and I've really not done much with it. All of a sudden, I'm going to start voting. When you go in there, because I was standing there talking to a gentleman who was helping me with the registration situation. And I'm talking about that, and I look around, I go, this looks so confusing. I mean, I see people over in their cubicles. I'm like, if someone doesn't educate these people, and do they actually do that in high school? Do they actually do that to show you how to vote? Like that, here's what a ballot's going to look like. Here's how you're going to walk in.
No.
Here's the registration. You have to have your ID with you. Here's what you have to do. And I'm just telling you, it's a lot because you realize what gets thrown in front of you. What is there to vote on? Like 100 things? And sometimes you don't have to vote on everything. Sometimes you might go, I have no knowledge of what I'm voting on, so I'm not voting on this bill or this. Sure. I don't understand what it is. But to have someone to teach them, that's what a parent needs to do. Teach the importance and also the technique of what you have to go through to vote.
I like it.
When did you go to the office yesterday?
Yesterday. I went there. The line was out the door.
Yeah, I was going to say. So I was also there yesterday dropping off early ballots.
Really?
And or mail-in ballots.
It was in the rain. I was there about noon, about 11:30.
weirdly was there at like 11:45. I could not believe the line was going out the door, wrapping down the building.
Me and Schaefer were both there. I've never been there in my life, so that's very odd.
I've been there a few times because it's over by where I used to live, and it's one of the places I knew that they had a drop box for your
So I was going through.
I couldn't believe the line. There was like 30-some people
in the rain.
And it's raining.
And there were some people without umbrellas just standing out in the rain.
I felt really bad, but I obviously just had to go in and drop it in. And I could just feel people like staring at me.
When I walked through, I said, not cutting. I said three times. No cutting here. No, just got a question.
I said nothing.
Need to find somebody. And I got a volunteer, and his face is like, I don't know how to answer that. But this nice gentleman came out and helped me. So
That
was they did a tremendous job, and it was very nice of him.
Man, that's amazing.
But we were both there at the same time.
There's like 30, 35 people just standing just in line in the rain.
You have the right to vote. Do it.
Yes,
teach them how to do it. Because I'm telling you, it's a lot when you roll in there. It really is. If you're doing it at home at your own ballot, have you have to get it done? Yes, that's easier. And I also think it's kind of fun to go do it on like I even think game day is nice. I think election day is cool to go vote on election day. I kind of like the spirit of it. So anyway, anything from the texters, Jake?
We have some response here. 464-5685. Someone says, I did see Bill yesterday at the office. Someone saw you yesterday there. unnamed texter. They don't have a name here, but they saw you at the office yesterday trying to vote or trying to figure out how to do this.
Mine was a registration issue. Yes.
Sanderson says, Bill, this is perfect. My grandmother instilled the importance and privilege of voting very early. I wear a suit and tie to vote because I feel it's that important.
Wow. Sanderson, that's incredible. Thank you.
Wow.
If I saw someone in a suit and tie that didn't have to be in a suit and tie to vote, I'm like, thank you.
Salute him.
Yeah, I would. That's salute him. Absolutely.
Escaper says, Bill for president. Vote for Bill.
I struggle with some international issues, I think. A couple things I'd be unaware of.
No, you'd be all right.
But I think I'd have some good spirit.
Have a good staff around.
I'd have a good staff. Yes, I'd have a good
morale
staff.
Would be high.
Morale would be high. We'd be the spirit animals.
I would love those press conferences. I have no doubt about that.
That'd be a great press conference. The Virginia Pirate says, get a movement started for Election Day being a national holiday.
Yeah. Bill. That should be. Why would it not be? We're off for a lot of things. Why would you not have off for...
That's a great point.
Why would you not be off for Election Day?
We are off for a lot of weird stuff.
Yeah. Why would you not be off for that? Yeah. It's fun like that. Also, I tell you what, I will throw a slight oddity out there, is that it's in recruiting. It's like, I even say it. You honestly, unless you're just a complete clown, you spend no time negative recruiting another school. It's like... You just talk about what you're doing at your school like that. Well, yeah, you know, so-and-so's on the hot seat.
Don't you just throw in a few barbs?
No, you stay away. I'm telling you, because if they're real a family and they don't want to hear that about what's stupid about Missouri or what's this, like this, like that. Just
really want to play for drink.
Just sell your stuff. He's going to get fired. This is going to happen. Oh, yeah, they yell at their players. The NIL, just sell your stuff. But in politics, that doesn't happen at all. They just—it's almost 99% just bash the other person.
Oh God,
So imagine if recruiting was that. What do you guys? What's our plan? Hey, we're going into the house today. Me and Ed Ogeron. What's the plan? I'm going after Alabama hard. I got a bunch of facts on them. I got a bunch of things on Georgia. I'm gonna hit them with this.
I'm gonna hammer Cignetti.
I'm gonna hammer this stuff.
Going after Google.
No, or how about maybe just talk about what you've done? How about try that one out? It's mayhem when you see any advertising. That's all it is.
It's not just the presidency.
No. Local is way worse.
I get like 20 mailers a day, and
they're almost amazing. They're funny. Yeah.
The other person has done wrong or what they can't.
And then
do.
They make stuff up. That's the amazing thing.
Some things.
They
did that to the head football coach at Auburn a couple years ago just to try to get him fired. They just make stuff up.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CigarsInternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
Got great ideas, but no idea how to build a website? Get Bluehost. Their AI design tool creates high-quality WordPress sites super fast. Whether you're a blogger, influencer, or launching a side hustle, Bluehost helps boost your growth with built-in marketing and e-commerce tools. Upgrade to cloud to get 100% uptime and 24/7 security to stay online all the time. Why wait? You've got the vision. Make it real. Visit Bluehost.com to get started.
Arson. Yes, made stuff up. They really did. It was awful. How it's just like the masses can turn. So anyway,
two more texts before we move on.
Nice.
Someone says, did Schaefer have the bacon costume on in line yesterday?
No, I wasn't in line, though. I think it would have brought spirit to the people in line.
It would have. We had to be there within minutes of each other.
Yeah.
I wonder if I was inside when you. I would have loved to have been standing there talking. So I talked to the guy. Kind of like around a window. It wasn't like I wasn't even at a window. I was kind of, and the idea, I go, not cut anybody off because the line, the look that I got right away,
you feel it. You walk you up, and it. People are like looking at you.
Like, I'm not voting.
There's a police officer
There's an armed guard. There was an armed guard if something broke out. Yes.
Well, and then I walk up and I was like, are these doors like locked? Because are they allowing people one in, one out? Like, is that what's happening here?
It was.
And so then I like gently pushed the door and it's like, oh, it opens.
Yeah.
And then the volunteer's like, can I help you? And I was like, oh, I just have a couple to drop off. He's like, oh, good. And he points at the box and that was it.
The other person said here, the person who said they saw you should have said, dropped a, They missed an opportunity. What are you doing?
Oh, I would have loved that. Like that. I hope I presented myself well. I hope I presented myself well when I arrived at the election. Lancaster Election Center, is that what it is, Schaefer?
Yeah, I think that's the and Lancaster then, County Election
something.
Office,
but right? I was like, I did the old, you know, I'm gonna swing back by her tomorrow because it's raining now. I go, nope, I'm here. I'm gonna see if I can fight my way into this thing, and it worked out great.
Good job.
Okay, that is a Bill's Thrill sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Bill, we'll see you tomorrow.
Through there.
And all right, it is time, without further ado, to play the game show. Be Sip and Schaefer today.
Let's do this.
Now, we did, it's Thursday Night Football. It's Jets and Texans tonight. But we already done Jets because they play earlier in the year in Thursday Night Football.
So today,
it is Texans all-time leaders.
Wow.
You know, your Houston Texans, they've... You know, expansion franchise.
They weren't around the 70s.
They were not around in the 70s.
They don't. They are not the Oilers.
They are not.
This is just the Texans.
This is strictly the Texans. If you know your Texans all-time leaders, give us a call right now at 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the takedown, Sip and Schaefer in trivia. Texans all-time leaders. I assume that you will be relying on Schaefer today for this.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. Yes.
What if I was relying on Sip?
Then I don't feel good about your chances today, right, then, for you guys. We have Jason on the line. Jason, how do you feel about Texans all-time leaders today?
I would have liked to have had the Jets in there as well, but I just out here picking up trash. I mean, we'll figure it out.
Oh, this is Jason.
This is garbage man Trace.
This is our friend Jason.
Our friend.
This is excellent.
Jason, hello. How are you?
Good enough.
That's good enough. Okay.
Okay, good.
Well, Schaefer Lifeline for Sip for One question. As always, Jason, first question goes to you. Who has the most passing yards in Houston Texans history with 23,221 yards with the franchise?
Gosh. Could it be Deshaun Watson?
Is it Deshaun Watson? No.
Schaefer, you know this.
I have a guess.
You are wearing a bacon
uniform. And I am going to take this guess because the last couple of weeks I haven't been aggressive enough.
Do it.
Matt Schaub.
Brilliant.
Matt Schaub from what school, Schaefer? You know that one?
Virginia.
Whoa!
Hey,
you got
I was working
that.
My what? Way to that.
Yeah. Wait, where did that, that,
did
that,
he get bonus points for that?
I no, you should. Where did that come
no,
from?
No, I mean, come on. Some stuff is just through osmosis.
He did play in Virginia. That's correct. 1-0 lead for Sip. Schaefer's out, so it's just you now. Who has the most rushing yards in Texans history with 6,472 yards?
That'd be his name. Can I just say last name?
Sure.
It's Foster.
Brilliant.
Arian Foster.
I keep calling Deshaun Foster Arian Foster this week in my head. Like, I've done a good job not saying it on the radio, but that has been a real issue for me.
Thank you
for
letting
me just
say the
same school.
You know his school where you went to?
Arian Foster?
Yeah. I know this one.
This is Pac-12 school?
No.
I don't know it.
Go ahead, Schaefer.
Believe it's Tennessee.
It was Tennessee. Okay. That's right. But that didn't count. That was just for fun.
We nailed. We're in good shape here. Jason,
finish it out, Sip.
Jason, to stay alive, you're down 2-0. What coach has the most wins in Texans history with 61?
Oh, jeez. I can picture him.
I got it.
I'll throw it out. It's wrong. Wayne Fonts.
The former Lions coach.
I had no idea. What are we doing here?
The answer was what, Schaefer? You know what that one was?
Do I know who it is?
Yeah.
I'm be shocked if it's not Bill O'Brien.
It was not. It was Gary Kubiak.
Oh, wow.
Gary Kubiak is the all-time leading winner with the Texans. He won a title with the Broncos in 2015.
Did Fonts coach them?
No.
Jason.
They had Dom Capers as their original coach back in like 2002 when they began. I don't believe Wayne Fonts ever coached the Texans.
I don't think he did either. It's the only thing I could think of.
That's okay, Jason.
Jason, thanks for calling.
Good job,
we'll
Jason.
Get you a bagel and a coffee.
Later, but, brother.
Later, brother.
There we go. That's Jason. On the week, you guys are now
3-1,
a winning week. About that. Okay.
How about that?
This last question.
Come on, you're still participating.
He's texting people.
All right.
Yeah. Bacon doesn't text.
You've already won the game, Sip, but
they don't have.
All right, I'm locked in.
A typical piece of bacon doesn't have fingers.
No, he's not typical though. It's different.
That's true.
Sip. Andre Johnson is first in all-time receiving yards for the Texans with 13,000 plus yards. Who is second with 8,602 yards?
I have no earthly idea. Schaefer, help me.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Brilliant.
Yes. Yeah, good. That is correct.
So number one and two again is
Andre Johnson, followed by DeAndre Hopkins.
God, they had two dudes.
They've had some dudes at receiver.
I mean, they had a playoff team. They won like 12 or 13 games, where it was Matt Schaub, Arian Foster, Andre Johnson, and they were pretty good. And then they had the year where the Chiefs won their first Super Bowl with Patrick Mahomes, where they were up 24-3.
24-0.
It was a 24-0, yeah. 24-0.
And trailed by halftime.
With Deshaun Watson, DeAndre Hopkins. Their running back was pretty good at that time, too. It might have been Lamar Miller, or who came before Lamar?
I'm not sure, but they trailed at halftime. They were up 24-0, and were trailing by halftime. That's hard to do.
I remember the controversy when O'Brien took over. He was the head coach, and he took over as a general manager, and it all went to hell.
I think Bill O'Brien's a really good coach.
I do.
There was the whole
Bill O'Brien.
I mean, his name came up for this job and people just revolted against it.
Did they?
I think he's doing really well at Boston College.
Where I wouldn't have revolted against Bill O'Brien.
Oh, no, I regard Bill O'Brien a good coach, but I think because he was Alabama's offensive coordinator and it seemed like Alabama wasn't as good as they should have been.
Right. Absolutely.
People really regard it. But I mean, he took the Texans, I think, to the playoffs four times.
But it crumbled under his watch.
Well, he made some bad trades. I mean, I think as a general manager, he wasn't nearly what he was.
But without Bill O'Brien, Deshaun Watson has been terrible. Well, now with the Browns.
There's a heavy dose of context missing.
I know. But Jameis Winston is performing well for the Browns. Deshaun Watson we all know the context there.
The bacon's providing some context, which I really appreciate.
Who wants to put the tiebreaker out there before we get to break? Who wants tiebreaker?
But Schaefer, go ahead. Okay, you're our guest.
Schaefer, how many rushing touchdowns did Arian Foster have in 7 seasons with the Texans?
Think about this.
61.
Ooh, I was going to say 56.
54.
Ooh, wow.
You almost nailed it, Sip.
Okay.
Well, hey, it's a win. You're 3-1 in the week.
Look at
and
that.
Tomorrow's Film Friday.
3-1.
It's a good feeling.
It is a good feeling.
After getting smoked last week.
Schaefer, thanks for coming in.
He's got one more segment. The spillover with Schaefer is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
I'm not running you out, Bacon.